The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
Welcome in, everybody. It's time for another edition of Need to Know. Kip Kiefer on the Tony Curry Radio. And we are excited to be here, as always, to speak to all of you and find out, explore, I guess, pre-show on what we feel like you need to know. And in the course of the last week since we visited, there was a big development. And many of you who listen to the program know that I kind of stand on the soapbox of trying to muddle through all of the muck of spin and controlled media and all the things that appall me and really get to the truth and try and sort things out based on facts, not on agendized items. And this is an odd thing I'm going to say, but I experienced in the last week an extreme amount of personal affirmation and validation in some events that took place that had nothing to do with me, chiefly the firing of the number one cable television host in the country by far, drawing almost 3 million viewers every time he came on the air, and also being the backbone to the whole streaming operation of his network. I'm talking, of course, about Tucker Carlson, who last Monday, right about the time we were recording the show for Need to Know, Tucker Carlson was fired by Fox News. Now, you're still confined if you Google articles that say that it was a mutual decision and they both parted company. Let me just tell you, 99 times out of 100, these mutual decision things are total BS. That's not what happens. The network decided that Tucker Carlson needed to go, and I'm going to tell you why that's affirming and validating for me, Kip Kiefer, here on Need to Know, because so many of the things that we talk about every week on this program are easily engaged and entwined in this saga that's playing out involving Tucker Carlson. Now, you might say right off the bat, like any logical person, wait a minute, why would Fox News fire by far their most popular host, who's basically doubled up on everybody else on cable news and absolutely stomps the competitors in the 8 o'clock Eastern hour on all the other networks? And it's a myriad of things, but all of them basically clearly illustrate all the things I've been talking about here on this program since we began last summer on Tony Curry Radio. So you need to know what the real story is, because it's really not out there. Tucker Carlson is not cut from the cloth of a conventional journalist in line with what a lot of the Fox News hosts are. And let's make a distinction here. If you're not a Fox News viewer, it really is miscast by people that hate Fox News for the fact that philosophically or ideologically that they're not on board. But they also it's drawn a lot of resentment from the quote mainstream media. And when I say mainstream media, I'm referring to the major networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the conventional longtime landmark media outlets who still position and sell themselves as objective voices when everybody knows, and you don't even have to even throw CNN and MSNBC into that list, because to call them anything but extremely biased and just let's call it what it is. Basically, a state-run media like TASS was so for so many years for the Soviet Union, like the Chinese news agency that controls all of the content and bases it on the government's objectives, basically just serving as a propaganda branch. That's what the reality of our current situation is. And isn't that sad? Because journalism at its core is a search for the truth. And that is a dying thing in our world these days, because the truth is secondary to what the number one consideration is. All of these operations are there for the purpose of making the almighty dollar and as many of them as they can possibly produce. So the content, which, you know, I laugh because having gotten into various aspects of business and advertising and different things, and also straddling that line between generating revenue and also trying to tell the truth and representing the interests that I have and my employers have had, I have run into throughout my career very well-meaning and maybe sincere, but probably indoctrinated or influenced people that have argued with me that, you know, the advertising and the dollars coming in have no bearing. They're a totally separate entity from what the content of whatever station or newspaper or you may be involved with media or information outlet. They're two totally separate things. There cannot be the blurring of the line where, you know, content and decision-making on such is influenced by the dollars coming in. And I'm just here to tell you folks that anybody who's still trying to make that argument is completely either deluded or totally corrupted, because that is not the case. It's funny, in the matter of Tucker Carlson, there's so many things that we've been talking about here on the show, not related directly to him, but his situation almost completely enlarges and changes the focus in terms of the credibility of what we've been saying. It is the number one perfect shining example of everything we've been talking about on Need to Know for the last year or so. So Tucker Carlson, bouncing right along, a week ago Friday, does his final show on Fox. He didn't know it at the time, but he gave a pretty strong monologue, which he was tended to do, and basically highlighted going back to one of the things that he has really been crusading on, which is the whole vaccine situation. And it's something, of course, we have mentioned here on the show as well. But Tucker Carlson, to kind of break it down, in that final monologue, as it turned out, was talking about his pride in the fact that his show had pursued relentlessly the truth. And that's what makes Tucker Carlson somebody different. He's not a conventional journalist in this day and age. He's not been indoctrinated. He hasn't been hired with the understanding that you're going to toe the company line. He just kind of evolved from a different direction. He actually started on CNN as basically a contributor and sometimes news reporter. And that, I think that's an important distinction, too, to make when you talk about these networks. And I think it's a simplifying mistake that a lot of people that really don't know what they're talking about talk about CNN or Fox being biased. But if you really watch either network, yes, there are certainly emphasis on conservative or progressive directions on both of those fronts. But a lot of the news part of the shows, and this is a distinction I don't think enough people make. A lot of that content on the purely news programs that are on mostly during the day, which is following what's happening in Washington and around the world, and having different guests on that have different persuasions. But generally, the news parts of those operations are not the biased, you know, ridiculously slanted one way or the other kind of content that you see in the prime time blocks, because those shows are typically, they're not news shows, they're opinion shows, they're talk shows, they're kind of a hybrid of whatever the host wants to do and whoever he wants to have on or she. Those shows are largely biased and slanted, again, to appeal to their audiences, the consumers and the people that the advertisers that make those shows possible are targeting. So they're two different entities, news and the entertainment version of the news, which, again, are more of a glorified talk show. So that being said, it's interesting that people say, you know, well, Fox News sucks. It's, you know, it's all biased. It's all slanted right. It's too progressive. If you watch the news shows, like right now, on a Monday morning, they're airing the show with veteran reporter John Roberts and a female anchor named Sandra Scott. And the show is pretty damn straightforward. It just goes over the news and interviews people and gets perspectives. It really is not a biased program, unlike you tune later to Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham later on tonight on primetime. It's a completely different animal. So that with that being said, Tucker Carlson really didn't fit in either of those. Tucker Carlson is a journalist in the tradition of what journalism used to be, and that is going through the facts, looking at it from a common sense standpoint, and finding the truth. And the truth is a very up in the air topic right now, because I've mentioned it many times on this show. Joe Biden kind of let the cat out of the bag running for president back in 2020, when he declared at a big event that we believe in the truth, not facts. Now, think about that. Go look in your dictionary or look on your online definition of words function. Truth is based on irrefutable fact. The word fact is in the definition. It's not truth if it's not fact-based. You can't believe in your truth if it's not based on facts. So truth has changed in definition in our modern world to whatever fits the agenda. It's the truth. Our truth is the truth that matches our ideas and achieves our goals. It's not fact-based. It's a conclusion for convenience sake that it can be total BS and still in their mind be the truth. Let's take, for instance, the whole Hunter Biden controversy before the 2020 election, when the FBI had the laptop from hell and did not do anything with it during the whole election season because they were not going to allow that information to get out and have any effect on what their desired result was for the evil Donald Trump to be defeated. They were not going to give any artillery to that cause. So they just sat on it. And meantime, a campaign was started. Now Secretary of State Anthony Blinken commissioned a high-ranking officer in the National Department of Intelligence to solicit a signature from as many retired or still active, as many people from the intelligence community as possible, including five different former directors that declared the laptop classic earmarks of Russian disinformation. when there was absolutely no dispute. Anybody who had any brain at all knew that laptop was 100% legitimate. It was not Russian disinformation. And yet, here's a document with over 50 signatures of high-ranking intelligence officers declaring that it was misinformation from the Russians. It's a great example of exactly what I'm talking about now. Truth doesn't matter anymore. Once they had that document to wave around, well, look at this. All of these former intelligence people have declared this false information. So that becomes the truth. And it's not the truth because it's absolutely a manufactured device to keep the election going the way that they want it to go. And in all different circles of journalism, all the traditions of what journalism used to be, it was a constant pursuit of the facts to gain the truth. Remember, and so many of you listening probably are old enough to remember the classic era of CBS's classic news show, 60 Minutes. There used to be a joke around in my younger days when, you know, it's going to be a bad day when you look out the window and Mike Wallace is walking up your driveway. Now, Mike Wallace, of course, was one of the longtime hosts on 60 Minutes, and he made a reputation of going out and doggedly pursuing stories and eventually confronting the person or people that were involved in whatever he was trying to unravel, bringing a camera crew in, sometimes even secretly having a camera crew, but getting the answers that way. And that's what journalism used to be, just a dogged pursuit of the truth. It's not anymore. Now the truth is predetermined, and the packaging of the truth that they allege is the truth is the premise of journalism now. You ask how did that come to be? Well, basically, the American university system, where all journalists have to come from that get to that level of employment on a network or in a major newspaper, all are being taught in that manner now. It's not anymore the investigatory, you know, determination to learn exactly the facts and the truth of a situation. It is a whole different animal now. Once again, it's a presentation. I'll use the word. It's using the excuse of being a journalist and someone who's in the know and is working hallways to ensure that they are going to present the facts. And it's become just a packaging job for propagandizing and selling whatever, you know, bill of goods that the particular entities, you know, want to be front and center. So with that framework, you look at Tucker Carlson. The other thing that led to him being ousted was a continuing frustration from Fox News that had built over the last couple of years. And if his ratings had not been just out of orbit high, Tucker Carlson would have been gone long ago. You remember he took over in 2018 when the other most popular ratings host, Bill O'Reilly, who had had that time slot for years on Fox since its inception, Bill O'Reilly was suddenly fired. But Bill O'Reilly's situation was different. O'Reilly had a bad habit of not being very, let's say, responsible about his behavior around female employees. Apparently, a myriad of different lawsuits from women that Bill O'Reilly had chatted up or worse, started to mount. And O'Reilly was warned several times, suspended. And finally, when another couple of cases came up, Fox News had had enough and ran him off. But the decision to hire Tucker Carlson was very interesting at the time because Carlson had never been the primary anchor on any kind of show. Again, he had started at CNN. He had evolved into a Fox News contributor, one of those guys that on the news shows, they say, well, we've got a couple of guests here to talk about these issues. Tucker Carlson is a Fox News consultant and contributor. But to jump from that, and then he was getting some hosting opportunities on the Fox News weekend show, Fox and Friends weekend, and apparently was getting a good reaction because people like the fact that, you know, he's kind of a no nonsense, you know, straight to the core guy. And that's a really rare entity these days. There's not many journalists like that. The influence of dollars and the emphasis on making these operations highly profitable and improving constantly stock and all of the business aspects of the news business, whether it be electronic or print, or now online, that's become the priority. So Tucker Carlson was kind of an outlier in terms of that particular aspect of his approach. And he jumped in pretty much right away with the ferocity to you know, attack subjects in the tradition of 60 Minutes in its glory years, and try to get to the bottom of things with, you know, as I described before, the dogged pursuit of the truth, wherever it might lead. And that frequently, and this didn't help his cause either, Tucker Carlson, you read every article talking about what a conservative what he was, what an arch conservative, how far right he was, how he was a quote extremist. It's funny. Think about that now, that we are at a point where if you pursue truth in any story, no matter whose toes you step on, you are an extremist. And to call Tucker Carlson an extremist is laughable because, again, his style was not agendized. It was a journalistic traditional approach. And that, if that is an extremist in this day and age, we have sunk to extremely low point in our history in terms of how we get our information and what sources are available. And so this particular kind of format where I can talk about things that have taken place and freely express those ideas, how much longer is it going to be before people start cracking down on voices like mine? I think I'm probably the most non-quote extremist unquote person ever born. I don't go to extremes on any aspect of my life, and I certainly don't see my viewpoint as remotely extremist, but I'm sure there are people that would argue that the other was. But I'm getting off the track here. Let me just get back to why Carlson was fired. So one of the big things is Tucker Carlson is not a guy working in a big company who's going to last very long. And I do share some of these tendencies with him. I've had situations in jobs that I've been involved with where I'm considered too much of a loose cannon that, and even in my, in industries, that, you know, they're worried that I'm going to, you know, roll up my sleeves and get down in the mud. And that's certainly how Carlson was cast, that, you know, he was going to go to whatever measure necessary to establish his story and his credibility and make it based on facts and truth. So Carlson was not a company guy from that standpoint. They're never, as a corporation, corporations are not comfortable with people that have their own mind and really don't stay in line and dance to the corporate drum beat. So they were always in fear when he came on the air that he was going to do or say something that was going to get them in discomfort in terms of conventional revenue sources. Now, content has nothing to do with revenue, remember, but that is so much baloney that he certainly exposed that. So to get to the very bottom, the major areas that he had been harping on for the last couple of years was the pharmaceutical companies, the vaccine. Tucker Carlson, Fox News, corporate policy, everyone had to be vaccinated to continue in employment or to be allowed to come to the Fox News headquarters in New York. Tucker Carlson early on had enough experts and guests and formed his own opinion that the vaccine was not a advisable thing and chose the option of not putting into his body what was being mandated as absolutely required. And like so many other people, he was alienated for that. And in fact, the last year and a half, Carlson has not been in New York, or excuse me, in Washington, in the studio at Fox headquarters. He's been doing his show from his home in Boca Grande, Florida, built a studio there and has been doing his show outside of the Fox News nest because he's prohibited from going to the headquarters for being an anti-vaxxer. And I think we've talked enough about that. The reasons are sound, and I believe that a lot of us that took the vaccine kind of regret it now because, and it's a whole other show to talk about its ineffectiveness. But of course, when on the Carlson show, there was a Project Veritas secret filming of the director of research and development for Pfizer saying, "How can you say the vaccine failed? It was a cash cow. The company made so much money." Well, that's, you know, not the idea of a vaccine to make it some big revenue producer. So, you know, Carlson is certainly within his right to not take the vaccine. That was the violation of our American freedoms, that all the mandates of requiring you to do it were out of line. And, you know, the vaccine has proven to be rather ineffective in terms of what a vaccine is supposed to do, preventing and your contracting and potential spreading of a disease. Now the page has been changed. The new truth is, well, it somewhat mitigates the severity of your cases. My broadcast partner, Terry Quillian, right now is coming off having a COVID bout, and it was particularly difficult and nasty. And, you know, she's fully vaxxed and regretting it. So anyway, that's been a bone of contention throughout, that towing the corporate line for Fox, even though philosophically they should be highly supportive, and most of their viewers, a lot of their viewers are, that was a big breaking point. The other was the continuing harping by Tucker Carlson and investigative vehicles used on election fraud in 2020. And that's a whole nother show as well, as we run short on time here. But Fox News got visibly uncomfortable that Carlson would not let that go and continued to beat that drum to the point where Dominion, the company that produced a lot of the election machines in states that Carlson showed compelling evidence and had a lot of different experts on to show that those machines may have been flawed, Dominion just settled a huge lawsuit with Fox News, which I don't think set very well either. So there's a couple of reasons. And Carlson steps on toes. Carlson, highly critical of Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky, who is the minority leader for the Republicans, who always folds at the end and sides with Democrats in controversial issues because he is a swamp monster. Government in Washington is his industry, and he's going to keep that going. And actually being in the minority is a good thing for McConnell because then he's not expected to do anything but to seemingly resist what the other side wants to do. Carlson had him under his microscope all the time. Lindsey Graham is another one who will appear, you'll see, on almost all the other Fox shows. But Carlson is highly critical of Lindsey Graham and what a fence rider he is, and whatever is good for Lindsey Graham and proceeds and contributions is good for him, and to heck with everything else. So he made powerful enemies. He got Fox in trouble in some lawsuits. There's a lawsuit now pending with a staffer that said it was a totally misogynist atmosphere. Her last name is I can't think of it right now, but she's a Jewish lady who has has accused the Tucker Carlson staff and Tucker Carlson specifically of being a bully and a misogynist and being anti-Semitic. And that lawsuit is pending. So a lot of those things, the fact that Tucker Carlson was considered just to be kind of a loose cannon, eventually, even with the ridiculously high ratings, he had to go. But again, for Kip Kiefer, if you listen to that monologue from his last show, it's on YouTube, and listen to the things he talks about, so many of the themes are things in line with what I'm talking about. And the bottom line is, it's a search for truth, it's a search for facts, and that's what journalism and strong opinions are supposed to be based on, not what's best to get to the ends and gain whatever objective and agenda you're trying to achieve. That's not journalism. That's propaganda. That's all the time we have. I hope some of this has been enlightening for you. I feel affirmed by the events of the last week. Tucker Carlson will be fine. I'm not feeling too much regret for him, because he knew what he was getting into when he went that direction. And I think that was the direction that more journalists need to think about going, and break from this corporate stranglehold on information in our country, which is Soviet and Chinese-esque, to put it in basic perspective. We will talk to you soon. Kiefer and Curry comes up later this week. Tony's got a great theme for a show, so don't miss that. Always a pleasure to join you here on Tony Curry Radio. We shall see you soon on another edition of Need to Know.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.